Tawna and Derek are with us in the lobby of Financial Peace Plaza. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Dave, we're great. How are you?
Better than I deserve. Now, where are you from?
We are from Fargo, North Dakota.
Fargo, North Dakota. To Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Now, how long a drive is that?
It's about an 18-hour drive.
That's ridiculous.
And that's if your vehicle doesn't break down.
I think there's a story here.
Yeah, we had a bit of car trouble in Wisconsin, so we got delayed a little bit. But we made it, and we're here, and we paid off all of our debt, so we're screaming.
Wow, I guess so. Very cool. So how much debt have you paid off?
We paid off just over $86,000.
Wow, and how long did this take you?
It took us 22 months.
Cool. Making what kind of money?
We started out making about $55,000 between the two of us, mm-hmm. and after picking up part-time jobs, we ended with about $80,000.
Ah. See, that's kind of like I was just telling that lady a minute ago. That's funny. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have nearly as much debt as you've got,
mm-hmm.
but she was making $50,000. And can't seem to move the needle. And I'm like, well, you got to get the income up. So that's what you guys did.
That's right.
What kind of part-time jobs did you work?
I bartended and waitress, and Derek actually delivered pizzas just like you suggested.
Was it worth it? Because I know both of those are a pain in the butt.
Yeah, they really are a pain in the butt. We hit some walls at some points, but it was nice that we were able to motivate each other and kind of push each other through. So.
Well, now have you said take this job and shove it? I mean, you're done with those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how fun was that?
It was probably the best feeling just to put in our 2 weeks notice and actually spend time together. We just got married in August, so now we feel like newlyweds. We actually see each other.
That's fun. Very cool.
Yeah.
$86,000 in less than 2 years. Did mm-hmm. people think you were crazy?
Often, yeah. Yeah, we got that a lot. People thought, I don't know, what do you... You say anything? Derek doesn't have much to say.
Okay. So, yeah, Tawna, let me ask you, what was the hardest thing you guys did to make their debt-free dream
possible? I think the hardest thing was just sacrificing time together. You know, we were trying to plan a wedding, and we actually got engaged during that process, too. And so to balance work and time with each other was really the most difficult thing. So now we're at the point where we can actually see each other on a daily basis and kind of, you know, move the more important things into perspective. Mm-hmm. And
so it was a price to be paid.
Definitely,
but
yeah.
But now you hit the mark. That's pretty cool.
And it
cool.
was so worth it. It was.
Well, 18-hour drive is something else. So we're honored to have you here at Financial Peace Plaza. Count
Thanks.
It down. $86,000 paid off in 22 months, making 55, plus the part-time jobs, getting them up to 80. And now they're debt-free as newlyweds. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
All right.
Three, two, one. We're debt-free!
Yes! And the crowd in the lobby goes wild. Have you ever heard a radio show like this? Where people actually think you should not have any payments? Where people actually think you ought to get control of your life? Where people actually think you ought to live on less than you make, a concept Congress can't grasp? If you've never heard a radio show like this, that's because you've never tuned in before today to the Dave Ramsey Show. That puts this hour in the books. Our thanks to Matt Aaron, our chief engineer, Blake Thompson, our producer extraordinaire. Laura Johnson's our associate producer and phone screener. I'm Dave Ramsey, your host, and we will be back.
This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are fact-dependent, you should additionally seek the services of a competent professional.